In this bulletin, Australia to sign up for nuclear-powered submarines under a new British-American security deal. Lismore and Albury to go into lockdown as New South Wales records more than 1,300 new COVID cases. And in sport, Australian criterium champion Caden Groves earns his first professional win in European cycling at the Tour of Slovakia. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has joined United States President Joe Biden and United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson in announcing a new international security alliance. The alliance paves the way for a major shift in Australia's submarine procurement plans. Known as the AUKUS Agreement, Australia will reportedly get access to UK and US technology to build a new fleet of nuclear-powered submarines, raising speculation it will end its multi-billion-dollar submarine deal with France. Mr. Morrison says construction of the new submarines will stay in Australia.
This will include an intense examination of what we need to do to exercise our nuclear stewardship responsibilities here in Australia. We intend to build these submarines in Adelaide, Australia, in close cooperation with the United Kingdom and the United States. But let me be clear, Australia is not seeking to acquire nuclear weapons or establish a civil nuclear capability. And we will continue to meet all our nuclear non-proliferation obligations.
New South Wales has recorded 1,351 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 to 8 p.m. last night. There were also 12 deaths recorded, 10 in people who were not vaccinated. Health Minister Brad Hazzard has announced the regional areas of Lismore and Albury will go into lockdown because of a spike in cases.
That lockdown will occur as from 6 p.m. today. Health has made a decision that the period of lockdown initially will be 7 days. Now, the reason for that is to try and get a handle on what exactly is going on in the local areas.
Victoria has recorded 514 new local cases of COVID-19 as the regional town of Ballarat joins Melbourne in lockdown. Health officials have confirmed 148 cases were linked to known outbreaks, with the source of the remaining 366 infections under investigation. It comes amid reports that some lockdown restrictions will be eased from tonight, as Victoria expects to reach its 70% first dose vaccination target today. A man charged with raping a former Liberal staffer in a federal minister's office has pleaded not guilty. The man, currently in Queensland, is charged with sexual intercourse without consent at Parliament House in March 2019. The man's barrister told the ACT Magistrates Court on Thursday he was instructed to enter a plea of not guilty. A bill legalising voluntary assisted dying looks likely to become law in Queensland after a majority of state MPs indicated they would support it. The government bill will allow people suffering a disease, illness or medical condition that's advanced, progressive or terminal to access voluntary assisted dying with some provisions. At least 59 of the state's 93 MPs have indicated they will support the bill, with a final vote expected today. Queensland's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says the scheme will give those with a terminal illness a choice about how they want their lives to end.
I cannot think of a single piece of legislation that has been as thoroughly researched, analysed, consulted upon and considered as this one. The learnings of other jurisdictions have been taken on board and a scheme developed to suit Queensland's unique circumstances.
In sport, and Australian criterium champion Caden Groves has earned his first professional win in European cycling, giving Team Bike Exchange the perfect start to the Tour of Slovakia. The promising 22-year-old sprinter previously won the national criterium in Ballarat in February. Groves was the last rider down the start ramp and raced around the short 1.6-kilometre course in 1 minute and 50.46 seconds to snatch the win. It was Groves' first victory in Europe after a couple of victories in Australia and China. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth is expecting showers and a top of 15 degrees. In Adelaide, it'll be a sunny day and 26. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, similar conditions, 14 degrees. Canberra, cloudy and 15. Wollongong, a shower or two, 18. Sydney, much the same, 18 degrees as well. In Newcastle, a shower or two also and 20 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 24. Cairns, similar conditions, 29. And in Darwin, there'll be a possible shower with a top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.